Your instant link to the information you need around the clock. We're the all-new News Talk 92.3 WZPR.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Let's go to Sam Walker, right? He is our guy, our go-to guy in the Outer Banks.
News team, assemble!
Now here's Les Nessman and the news.
Let's go to the WZPR Breaking News Hotline. Joining us now from the Dare County Arts Council, it is Executive Director Chris Sowen. Good Tuesday morning, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you inviting me back.
Of course. You're going to be our regular Tuesday. I'm waking you up every Tuesday morning, okay? I'm going to be your alarm clock from now on.
I wish I could say I can sleep in that much, but yeah.
Well, you guys, of course, got the courthouse sessions rolling on, but not just the courthouse. There's a lot happening with the Dare County Arts Council, even with the stuff that's virtual. In person, there's just a lot happening, but let's get right into what's going on tonight, 8 o'clock. The courthouse sessions continue, and of course, it's we're going south of the inlets again. In fact, we're going way south this time, headed down to Ocracoke for this week's edition.
Yeah. The artists who are performing tonight deserve some attention in their own right. I've had a chance to play with both of them. I'm very pleased that Aaron Caswell and Jack Willis will be performing together tonight on the courthouse sessions, which is going to be on the Dare County Arts Council Facebook Live starting at 8 o'clock. And just both terrific musicians. I know folks down in Hatteras and Ocracoke probably know a lot about these two guys. And Aaron's got a really interesting reputation in that he was like this 12-year-old kid, sort of a virtuoso guitarist at a very young age, playing out in clubs. And from when he was really young, I think he's gotten a lot of notoriety among the locals down there. And it's just gotten better and better. Like I said, I've had a chance to play with them some in the band Formula, really looking forward to seeing those guys. But on a larger point, yeah, we really do want to feature Hatteras arts community this fall, because we didn't get a chance to at the beginning of summer. We normally, every year since 2013, have had some sort of promotion to promote the arts community on Hatteras Island through a program named Rock the Cape. And we couldn't do it this year because of the coronavirus. It's an opportunity for us to draw a crowd, and crowds are not safe right now. So we're trying to do what we can virtually through highlighting some of the great galleries on Hatteras Island, some of the unique artists. It's really like, you know, I kind of compare it to some of the other really unique arts communities like on the East Coast, like Key West or Savannah or Charleston. It's got its own unique flavor. It's different from the rest of the Outer Banks. And so through the courthouse sessions, we're doing music, but throughout the fall, we're going to be trying to find ways to highlight the great work done by Hatteras artists.
And something that's kind of been evolving over the last couple of weeks, it seems like, is that more places are getting more creative. And you know, what you guys have been able to do to promote these artists when they've been able to not get these gigs, and yourself included, not being able to work gigs like you normally would during the summer, it looks like we're going to have a very good turnout in terms of visitors here in September and October, and the little bit of easing of restrictions that went on going to 2.5. But a lot of the venues and the restaurants, places like that, have found unique ways to now be able to incorporate having artists perform at the same time staying within the rules. I guess we're going to see a little bit more of that evolution as we get into the fall, and I guess that's going to be a huge benefit for those like yourself who lost out on gigs throughout the summer.
Yeah, I thought there was a really good sign of that this past week. I don't know how much you heard about the ticket sales for the Keller Williams shows, but Keller Williams is a fairly well known national, really international musical artist who's got a connection to the Outer Banks. He's come down here a lot. They put a limited number of tickets on sale for four shows he's going to do at the Tap Shack, four different shows. He's playing with different musicians each night. And they sold out in like half an hour at a pretty decent ticket price, one that, you know, justifies a, can be justified by an artist of his caliber. So people are really hungry for these new ideas. And if you look at the folks at the Tap Shack, I'll give them a shout out. They've got this big tent in their side yard where people can watch music at a great socially distant level. All their wait staff wears masks. It's as safe as you can be in that kind of environment. They obviously serve wonderful food as well, but that's an example of a company that's really trying to keep entertainment, keep the arts alive in the face of some public health challenges.
And at the same time, we've been lucky with the weather. I mean, you know, it's as hot as it's been, and being able to use the outdoor facilities, but we haven't had to deal with a lot of storms. We are going to get a little damp this week, it looks like. But for the most part, everybody's been able to come up with these creative ideas to keep functioning or to as we've evolved over the last couple of weeks and the last couple of months. Now, you guys, of course, are going to be doing the courthouse sessions online through the rest of the September. And who else is coming up? If folks aren't able to catch tonight's performance with Aaron Caswell and Jack Willis, you got a couple of good lineup for the next couple of Tuesdays.
Yeah. And Tuesday's our day just because we figured this is, like, mostly for the locals. And, like, we're thinking about when do guys and women gig. You know, when are they out playing music? And it's usually like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday. So we pick Tuesday so we can get, you know, as big an audience as we can, because I think a lot of musicians tune in to this when we're looking in the comment section. But next Tuesday, a week from today, we've got Blurky's Quirky Friends, which is you know, Barry Wells and his band of merry pranksters. They're really fun, innovative band that plays a lot of different styles. And for those who've seen them, you know, there's no explanation necessary. And for those who haven't seen them, I don't know if there's a description possible. They're very creative and quirky. The 22nd, we've got Rory Kelleher, who is a longtime fixture of the Hatteras Island music scene, songwriter, singer, guitarist. And then the last one of the month is September 29th. We've got Coyote, which features Marcy Brenner and Lou Castro, who, again, you know, fixtures of that scene. They also do solo stuff. They manage the theater down there and bring in lots of music. And, of course, I think they're most well-known for being part of the nationally recognized bluegrass band Molasses Creek.
And then going on at the Arts Council, you still got stuff going on now that things are a little bit easier and have been eased in terms of being able to open things up. You got stuff going on at the Arts Council right now.
Yeah. Well, and really, really kind of just remarkable set of exhibits in September. A lot of folks know Eve Turek from Yellow House Gallery. She is one of the preeminent award-winning photographers of the Outer Banks. She's debuted a new show last Friday. Was here all day Friday meeting with buyers and guests. It was a great opportunity for people to meet the artist. She's we haven't picked a day yet, but we're hoping to get her back here one day this month where folks can come in and talk to her about her work. That's in our vault gallery. And then upstairs, a really remarkable show is called Women of the Waves. And it is a curated show. It's got artists from a lot of different backgrounds, different Outer Banks artists. And it's curated by a woman named Bree Young, who has an organization called Outer Surf. And if you type in Outer Surf, Outer Banks, you know, go to Google and check it out. It is a brand. But in addition, she's got a mentoring program called Outer Babes. And basically, this is a group of young women, I think, you know, ages about 15 to 25, who support each other through athletics and surfing, but also through art. And they've spent the whole year creating brand new works of art. And for us, September has really been a month for a number of years to celebrate surf culture. We've had a number of surfboard shows. We've had a lot of surf art. This one's really unique, and if anybody who's listening has the opportunity to come over to the gallery, we're open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 5, and check out this great work. It's a firmly established professional artist down to young women who are trying their skills for the first time to great effect. So I definitely endorse this one. This has been a whole lot of fun to help put together.
Yeah, she's got a great Instagram page that does a lot of cool photos. And like I said, empowering girls, empowering women. Right. In the surfing culture here on the Outer Banks, which can have its issues at times. With the pig-headed guys sometimes, you know?
Well, yeah, I'm going to pass on that
I'm not going to pass. I won't pass on that one. Guys can be.
Yeah, I do think that this traditionally has been, since its inception, a male-dominated sport, mm-hmm. but man, is it changing fast.
Yeah.
I think that if you look at the Surfalores Film Festival, which we've had the honor of co-hosting here for the last couple of years, the films about women surfers all over mm-hmm. the world are just show the leadership position that a lot of these women surfers have taken.
And you got, yeah, let's jump into Surfalores, because that's only a couple of weeks away, and that unique debut. It's going to be virtual this year, but at the same time, it's going to have you have a chance to watch some of this coming up here in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, September 24th. We're going to have a drive-in movie, which, we were just talking about, like, unique little ways to keep going during this crazy year. And so our friends from Wilmington at the Kukulores Foundation are going to bring a outdoor inflatable screen. We're going to put it up on some scaffolding in the parking lot of the North Carolina Aquarium on Roanoke Island. And they've got an FM transmitter, so you can pay $20 and for a carload of folks, however many people you want to cram in your car, and watch movies, because you'll be able to see them on the screen through your dashboard, but you'll also be able to hear, because you can just tune into the correct frequency on your FM receiver. I think we'll have a couple of directors there. We'll definitely have all the crew from Wilmington up here. And then the rest of it will be virtual. The folks at Kukulores have done a number of virtual film festivals this year. They did one, the Lumbee Film Festival. They've got one called Tar Heel Shorties. But they're adapting. Despite the fact that we've gone to phase 2.5 and we've been opening up gyms and getting more capacity in some of these restaurants, bars and movie theaters are still out, and so they've had to adapt to that.
Chris Allen for the Dare County Arts Council, our guest here on News Talk 92.3 WZPR. All right, it's courthouse sessions continues tonight. Who you got?
Tonight we got Aaron Caswell and Jack Willis from Ocracoke, North Carolina. Happy to have them.
And
8 o'clock tonight at Facebook Live on the Dare County Arts Council Facebook page.
And I know you got a bunch of sponsors you want to make sure you thank for their participation. I'll go ahead and say one of them being us at News Talk 92.3 WZPR, but you got some others you need to thank.
Yeah, well, we've been very pleased with our long-term partnership with Jam Media Solutions. It's been wonderful working with you over the course of the summer. But our biggest supporter for all of our digital arts initiatives has been Town Bank. They've been a delight to work with and have been tremendous supporters of the arts on the Outer Banks. Our sort of operational partners, the Don and Catherine Bryan Cultural Series, they actually have dug in and got some of the work done with us. They're more than just a sponsor. They're actually more of a partner to put these shows on. The Outer Banks Community Foundation provided a technical grant for us. We just brought on a couple of new sponsors. We're psyched to have Saga Realty and Construction back. The North Carolina Arts Council is one of our great supporters as well. And CMIT Solutions has donated a bunch of networking gear to allow us to get a really nice, thick bandwidth to broadcast these shows. So hopefully more to come. We've had a lot of different companies like what we're doing and are coming on board to support this program.
Chris Allen for the Dare County Arts Council, thanks for joining us as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Take care, Sam.